Welcome to Canting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Chava Perel, an Israeli tour guide, and today we will be learning about the blessing of Veli Yerushalayim. It is in this blessing that we beseech God to return to and rebuild Yerushalayim. It's almost 2,000 years since our Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. The reality of a world with a Beis HaMikdash is so foreign to most of us. Many of us have visited Yerushalayim, but is modern Jerusalem what we have been praying for thousands of years? If we look carefully at the words of the blessing, we specifically say, V'liyushalayim ircha, and to Jerusalem, your city. In the Sifsei Chaim, Rav Chaim Friedlander points out that we are not praying for a rebuilt city for our own personal benefit. We are praying for a city of God, for God's sake, a city where people can come and be inspired by its holiness. This is what happened in ancient times during the pilgrimage festivals, the Shalosh Regalim. Jews from all over the world would come together in Yerushalayim, and the Talmud tells us that even eating their own produce there, in fulfillment of the commandment of Master Sheni, would uplift them and inspire them with awe of God. The Sefer HaChinuch, when discussing the commandment of the pilgrimage festivals, points out that Jews would come together to the Beis HaMikdash as children returning to their father's home. Visiting the Beis HaMikdash was an awe-inspiring experience that impacted their lives in a very real way. This closeness to God, the holiness and spirituality of Yerushalayim, is what we've been yearning for almost 2,000 years. We conclude the blessing with Bonei Yerushalayim. Blessed are you, Hashem, builder of Yerushalayim. The Sifsei Chaim points out that we use here the present tense, Bonei, because God is constantly involved in building Yerushalayim. All of world events, all of history, are part of a process that is leading towards the ultimate rebuilding of Yerushalayim. We are not just asking Hashem to rebuild Yerushalayim sometime in the future. It's not like now Yerushalayim is destroyed, and in the future Hashem will rebuild it. Yerushalayim is being built in the present, day by day. Before we conclude, I'd like to share with you a thought I had after looking at a picture of the Kotel Plaza packed with Jews for the Chol HaMoed Birkas Kohanim ceremony. My first thought was, wow, this is so amazing. When in the past 2,000 years have the Jewish people been able to congregate publicly so close to Har HaBayis, to the Temple Mount? This is amazing. But then another thought crossed my mind. We're not there yet. We're gathered together at the footsteps of Har HaBayis, but we can't yet ascend. It seems like we're almost there, but we're not there yet. May we be zochah to see the complete building of Yerushalayim speedily in our days. Thank you for learning together.